The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network. www.theflypod.com.
You are listening to Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Richland Bean Blossom Community Schools. Thank you for listening in today. I am your host, Gary Puckett. And today, my guests are Superintendent Dr. Jerry Sanders. We have Edgewood High School Athletic Director Jerry Bland and the Edgewood Junior High School Athletic Director John Siglin. This program is sponsored exclusively by the locally owned and operated group of McDonald's restaurants in Bloomington and Ellettsville. If you are ready to get started working toward your college degree, McDonald's restaurants in Bloomington and Ellettsville offer financial support to their employees to help make their educational journey easier. Archways to Opportunity offers programs to help make your goals become reality, and in a way that fits your lifestyle. For more information on receiving $2,500 annual tuition assistance available to part-time student employees, as well as other programs, visit their website, archwaystoopportunity.com. McDonald's, committed to being America's best first job. Our nationwide media network operates with a team of 35 individual show hosts around the country. We also have 80 syndication partners and 17 different media domain platforms. We provide on-demand media programming for over 3,300 communities across the nation. Super Chat is a show format we offer for school districts across the country. However, this episode of Super Chat is produced solely for the benefit of the stakeholders of Richland Bean Blossom Community Schools. Well, Jerry, John, Jerry number two, welcome to Super Chat. Jerry, as superintendent, I'm sure they keep you up to date from a state level. But regarding April 8th, which is a big day, astronomically speaking, and you are directly in the path of this historic happening, can you give our listeners the very latest info you have been provided regarding this solar eclipse?
Oh, absolutely. We, as a school corporation, we have been meeting with the Ellettsville Police Department and Fire Department, and have attended other informational meetings throughout the community in preparation for April 8th. We will not have school on April 8th. This is not an e-learning day. The students just have the day off. We planned for this day over a year ago in terms of making it a day for the teachers to have a work day where they can do professional development and work on class preparation, lesson preparations. So the days are all planned out for the school corporation anyways, and we will be closing our campus so that just in anticipation of the big crowds, and we just felt like it was safer to close the campus so that we'll be able to have school the next day, and our grounds and our buildings will be safe. And just to recap, April 8th, school is not in session for students. Teachers will be doing professional development virtually, so we have a lot of activities planned for them to do over the computer and over the internet. And we also have a backup plan in case the connections with so many people in town inhibit our ability to do this virtually. But so we have a backup plan for that. And then, Gary, we are going to be sending home on April 3rd solar eclipse glasses for our students and staff. The decision whether or not to view this event will be up to parents. But if the parents decide that, yes, this is something we want our children to do, the children will have the safety glasses and be prepared for that.
It's a very rare event. It's kind of I find it a bit curious personally as to how they know precisely when all of this takes place. And maybe it's just easier than I'm making it, but they predict these things and they know exactly when they are scheduled for on a fairly precise basis. But in speaking with other schools who are in the pathway of this event, this eclipse on April 8th, as are you, they said that not only law enforcement, but EMS was real concerned because with traffic flow, they may not be able to get through in the case of an emergency. And these kind of things really do need to be thought through. And sending the students home with glasses, the certified glasses to be able to look at it, that makes sense because they're going to want to look at it, I'm sure.
yes. And, you know, they are predicting what I've been told. They're expecting what would be equal to the number of people who attend a Super Bowl times three in our area. And so, yes, our law enforcement and fire department, they are making preparations to be able to, in case of emergency, to get those emergency vehicles to where they need to get to. And for our campus, the eclipse will be at 3:04, as you mentioned. They knew the precise minute, so 3:04, and then it's just going to last 4 minutes. So it's unbelievable that people will travel all that way for 4 minutes. But hearing from other communities who've been through this, they talk about the extreme number of people that will be in the area to watch this event.
Oh, sure, sure. Well, I wish you, the best of a smooth operation on that day and for everybody involved. It's kind of a fun event in a weird way, if I may. But, the precautions have been taken, the stage is set, and now April 8th has yet to come. And when it does, it'll be an interesting 4 minutes, that's for sure.
Yes, it certainly will be. But I think we're ready.
Well, Jerry, the high school's spring athletic schedules are taking off. As the high school athletic director, can you provide our listeners with some highlights?
Well, as I've been told so far, since I haven't been through it yet, this being the first spring, rainouts and reschedules is quite a bit of a highlight for the athletic director. For us, we're anticipating some strong performances. Our girls softball is the returning sectional champions. Most of those players returning. We do lose three seniors that were key to that team, but feel we have some replacements. Baseball, we got a lot of numbers out. And return, we were in the dogfight that went real late in the night in the sectional last year. So potentially if the ball falls a different way there, we're okay. And then, our track and field team, we've got a lot of interesting things there with our distance having a strong performance in the fall in the cross-country season. A lot of those same runners will be running for us in the spring and the distance. We've got some interesting young guys in the sprints. And, we have some field event people that I'm really excited to see where we're going to go. So I think it's going to be an exciting time of the year for us. But for me, I think my exciting time, we got three teams going out tonight and we've got weather. So it's learning how to manage through those things.
Yeah, well, it is that time of year for sure. You can pretty much predict it's going to happen to you sooner or later. Well, so you do have some standout expectations as it relates to team performance. Your sectional winners, was it the girls?
Yeah, last year our girls softball won their sectional. So they're defending sectional champion coming into this year.
That's excellent. Well, it's always a fun time of year, exciting time of year. Generally, the weather is pretty good. It certainly beats winter time, no question about it. Well, we wish you luck in all of your teams and coaches. It'll be here and it'll be over before we know it. And next thing you know, we'll be graduating seniors, you know?
Yeah, it does fly by. One of the things I hadn't mentioned yet is our unified track team will have about three or four competitions. And then we've been asked to host the Unified Track Regionals, so that'll be a new experience for us this year. So we got some exciting things here. You know, our teams have been very competitive even through the fall and the winter. We have some teams growing. We have some teams pushing the envelope and right on the edge. We ended up with both basketball programs in a sectional championship. Unfortunately, neither game went our way, but they were in the games and had a chance. So, yeah, it's an exciting time right now for Edgewood Athletics, definitely.
Well, good luck with it all, and keep up the fine concentration and the focus, and the teams will take care of themselves.
Yes, thank you.
Well, John, let me turn to you. At the junior high school, you also have your athletic schedules taking off. Give us a report on what is in the works and on the schedules for your various sports this spring.
We've got softball starting up. We've got baseball going. The last couple of years, our tennis program has grown a lot. In the past, we had just a co-ed tennis team. We're at the point now where it necessitated that we have a boys team and a girls team. So we got girls tennis starting up, and then we've got our track team getting ready to go. So we've got a lot of events and a lot of shared spaces with the high school that we have to, Jerry was talking about rainouts and all those other things, that puzzles that we have to fit together between the junior high and the high school. But we've got a lot of really good things going on.
Oh, sure. You know, the interesting thing about high school athletics, and I assume that it's fairly much the same at a college level, it's like you're always in a recruiting and a building mode. I guess I would say more of a building mode, because you only have the students for 4 years, right?
Yeah. Yep.
So, I mean, you're constantly trying to improve the talents you have on the various teams and trying to make the best of their four-year experience.
Yeah, and I think one of the things that, you know, that we've done and that we really try to continue to do is not make it a junior high program or a high school program, but our most successful programs are, you know, junior high is 6 through 8 and high school is 9 through 12, but our most successful programs are our 6 through 12 programs. We've got track every year in cross country. We're always, you know, upper echelon in the county, and we're competing for state placement. Zach Evans is a teacher at the junior high, so he gets to get his eyes and talk to people a lot at the junior high to kind of build his program up. Bob Jones and Sam do a great job of running like a winter warm-up camp, getting to know the younger guys, you know. And just Katie Brookman with the tennis program, I think that's one of the reasons that we're having so much success with getting numbers out, is because she's really involved with helping out the junior high program. And so, you know, as you talk about kind of trying to recruit your own kids and keep them where they're at, you know, I think we've got some top-notch facilities, and we're going to continue to keep improving on those, whether it's the weight rooms or the outdoor facilities. But I think, you know, the biggest thing is the people, and having the people involved 6 through 12 really helps build our program and keep our kids around when we are competing against the other schools to keep our kids here. So,
yeah, I think you really touched on the key element that makes it happen or not happen, whatever the case might be at a particular school district. But the individuals involved to make it all happen when it needs to happen is, you're right, that is the magic, I think. You can develop the talent, but if you're not organized and you don't have good discipline, training, and focus, it's not going to happen at a level that it needs to. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the people really make it work. This school's the people business. And so, you know, we got to have the right people in place, you know, that are good ambassadors for our community, and the parents trust them, you know, and just continue to build that trust when they're young, and so that parents understand what they're getting into, because it is for families, it's a big time and financial commitment. And so they got to know that they're in a place where they're going to be taken care of. And I think we do a good job of that.
Yes. Well, good luck with the spring sports, and just keep up the fine job.
Thank you.
Good report today, each of you. And I want to thank you for joining me today here on Super Chat.
Thank you.
Folks, I ask that you share this podcast with your community of school-associated friends using social media. I'd like to thank our sponsor for their support, the locally owned operated McDonald's restaurants in Bloomington and Ellettsville. Just remember, if you have a comment or a question for us right here in Studio Number 7, email it to us, shout@theflypod.com. Well, I have been your host, Gary Puckett. And our show comes to you free and clear on your portable media device or computer through the program feeds of the flypod.com New Media Network. We're glad you joined us today. Thank you for listening in here on Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Richland Beanblossom Community Schools.